And joining us in studio, we have with us Megan Cantrell, who is with Make-A-Wish Foundation. And also on the line, we've got Chrissy, who is... We'd planned to talk with Zoe today, but things didn't quite work out logistically or whatever. So we're more than happy to talk with Chrissy, who is Zoe's mom. Chrissy is a 14-year-old from Elyria, a heart transplant recipient, and she has recently went to make a wish to have a wish granted. Now, I want to start first to talk with to Megan. How do individuals, young children, people end up getting hooked up with Make-A-Wish? What is the process for that?
Sure. So a majority of our children come through medical professionals, whether it's a social worker or their actual treating physician. They find out that, you know, this is an opportunity to give the kids a break from their medical treatments and all the hardships that they can have to go through with their life-threatening medical condition. So either their medical professional can refer them, or the child themselves can refer them, or a parent can refer them to Make-A-Wish. So then we get the process going. We have them fill out some paperwork and make sure that they're eligible for a wish. And then once we decide that they're eligible, we make sure that we pair them up with two different volunteers. And then we send the volunteers to go be the liaison between the wish family and us. And we figure out what they want their wish to be.
When you talk about eligibility, what goes into that?
It's really on the medical side. So it's really the doctor saying, you know, you have a life-threatening medical condition. They don't have to be terminal. And thankfully, 85% of our kids go on to live full lives. So we're really excited about that. We feel like we play a big role in that part.
How many referrals do you get maybe in a typical year?
Just for the Northeast Ohio region alone, we roughly get about 300 kids each year.
And, of course, that requires funds that come from all sorts of different sources. And Megan's sort of involved with the development part, which is meaning reaching out to the community, not only corporates, but businesses as well, but individuals too. And you recently completed something with Walgreens that kind of worked with corporate and individuals. Tell me about that process.
So our great friends at Walgreens just finished a two-week campaign for us. When guests were checking out, they were asking them to donate to Make-A-Wish. So through the two-week campaign, we were able to grant three wishes, one of the wishes being Zoe. So we're really excited about it. We're truly thankful for everything that Walgreens does for us. They raised over $25,000 in 2 weeks, which is amazing. So we're really excited.
Well, let's talk to Zoe's mother, Chrissy. Good morning, Chrissy. Thanks for joining
us. Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about your daughter, Zoe.
Okay, well, Zoe's, you know, she's 14 now. She was born healthy. And that's usually the first question that people ask me, you know, is she born with a heart defect? And no, not at all. She's actually had two genetics teams look at her because different heart problems run sort of rampant in my family, and she's not related to any of them. She had congestive heart failure for the first time when she was 6 weeks. What we're led to understand is that she came in contact with a virus, and being as 6 week olds don't have much of an immune system, this one went straight to her heart, caused the left side to enlarge, and ultimately caused, you know, her heart to fail for that first time. They put her on medication. She got better, and I think that she was only on medications for just over a year. They weaned her off, and she was doing really, really well. And she was actually due to be released from her cardiologist's care the following year when she turned five. She was going to be released when she turned six, but the year she turned five, she started to play soccer and start dance, and that left side enlarged farther, and she suffered congestive heart failure for the second time just after going into kindergarten. And the doctors tried, you know, all the same tricks as they tried the first time, and they managed to bring her out of heart failure, but they couldn't get the heart to shrink back down. And initially, you know, when she was a baby, we had been told that the left side of her heart would always probably be slightly enlarged, but it shouldn't hinder her in any way, you know, until it enlarged farther. and caused her to have, you know, heart failure a second time. But, you know, this time around, they couldn't get it under control. And probably maybe 6 months after she went back into the hospital, they told us, you know, we can't. Her cardiologist said, he said, I don't know what else to do for her. She's sort of at the end of my area of expertise. I'm not making her better. He said, and I don't know why. So I want you to go see a friend of mine at the Cleveland Clinic. He said he's a transplant doctor. And he said, even if transplant's not the answer for her, he is better equipped to handle a case like Zoe's. So we met with him in August of, I think, 07. Yeah, August of 2007, we met with him. He ran his own tests and said, I want to see you back in a month, you know, to see how she's, you know, see how she's doing. We went back in September, and he repeated the tests, and he said, you know, she's worse. And not only is she so much worse just in the last 30 days that transplant is really her only viable option. And he said that, that's not the bad news. He said the real bad news is that it's got to happen by Christmas, or she's probably not going to make it to New Year's. And, you know, so here it is September, and we're being told, you know, we've got till Christmas, you know, or we're not going to have her come 2008, we're not going to have her. Or, I'm sorry, 2009, we're not going to have her because she was transplanted in 08. And we got really, really lucky. Zoe waited less than a month. Granted, she was really, really bad off during that month, and that sort of bumped her to the top of the list. She was on a ventilator for, God, I think like 25 days, I think. Yeah, she was placed on the vent on November 5th of 2008. That's the day she was officially listed. And we got the heart December 2nd. So she waited under 30 days, which, from what I understand, is actually a very short wait. But, you know, when your child's, you know, sedated and on a ventilator and you're sort of watching her die, that less than 30 days doesn't feel like such a short period of time. But, you know, her doctor, he's fantastic. He must have worked his magic, got us a fantastic heart. She's done really well since transplant. We really haven't had any complications. She's now 7.5 years out from transplant. She dances. She plays basketball. She attempted cheerleading very briefly, decided it was not for her. So she's going to stick with basketball, and she'll stick with dance. But yeah, she's a handful, this one.
Well,
and I think that her being a handful is probably why we still have her.
Well, you obviously welcome that handful every day. It's something very special.
I really do. But sometimes I have to remind myself, you know, we asked for this. We asked to come to this point. Yeah, there are days when she's being, you know, a typical teenage girl that I have to remind myself that she, yes, you are my daughter, and I love you, and we asked for all of this.
Well, you still have to be her parent, regardless of the circumstances that came before.
Oh, that is true. And those times when she's fighting me, I tell her, someday you'll thank me. And she laughs. She's like, yeah, I know. She's like, but right now, she's like, right now, I'm not sure I like you. And I'm like, well, that's okay, because right now I'm not sure I like you either. I always love you. But when you're being a teenager, I'm not sure I like you.
Right. Well,
but we welcome those days.
Well, obviously she's, you know, doing well now, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation, as many times, and Megan, you can probably talk about this a little bit, it's not only for the individual child, it's usually for the family, because there's mm-hmm. a chance for them to do something together, that they don't have to think about returning to a hospital for a checkup, or if people are visiting doctors, they get to see other people than that regular sort of small group of people they've seen over the years that have helped their child get better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We always like to engage the entire family, because it's not just the Wish kiddos that go through the treatment. It's the parents, it's the siblings, it's extended family. Everybody is affected by this. So we, you know, it's a nice break for the entire family to get away from reality. Whether the child is still in treatment or, in Zoe's case, doing really, really well and thriving, it's a great break.
Chrissy, and Chrissy's Zoe's mom, how did she come about deciding she wanted to visit this Atlantis in the Bahamas? I've seen their website. They've got some crazy Inca-looking structures and giant slides and porpoises and dolphins. Tell me about that.
I'm sort of convinced that Zoe is part fish. She likes the water. She likes water slides, water parks, pretty much anything to do with water, Zoe's all about it. So, you know, she's been seeing these commercials for Atlantis, for the resort, since she was little. And I swear, every summer, she is convinced that someone is taking her to the Bahamas. Every single summer, somebody is going to take her. And every single summer, you know, her dad and I, you know, we're divorced, but the Bahamas is not in our budget. And we keep telling her that every year when she's convinced one of us is taking her, we're like, no, that's probably not going to happen. We could take you to the lake, but we can't take you to the Bahamas. And when we found out that she did qualify for a wish, you know, we tried really hard not to influence her wish. I mean, it's her wish. You know, this is her condition. And while we went through it with her, it wasn't us, you know. And you know, there's no guarantee that this one heart is going to last her the rest of her life. We may have to go through this again. And again, it's going to be her that goes through it. But so we told her, we said, this is your wish. We want it to be for you. And the only advice I gave her, I said, I want you to sit down and I want you to think about your once-in-a-lifetime. I said, think of something that your dad and I can't give you. You know, I said, don't pick a trip to Disney like a lot of other kids do. I said, you've been to Disney 3 times. I said, chances are you'll probably go again at some point in your life. I said, don't, you know, pick something that your dad and I can't give you and that is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience for you. And she thought about it. And, you know, and of course, the commercials for Atlantis are on, and she's like, that's it. She's like, that right there. She's like, that's what I want to do. She's like, I want to go. I want to go to the Bahamas finally. I said, okay. I said, I will let them know that that is your number one choice.
And, of course, the Make-A-Wish is doing the best that they can for that. They recently had the fundraising related to Walgreens. And I guess, Megan, you kind of had sort of three children, all different types of stories that have it. Some young ones, some teenagers like Zoe. And it kind of puts a face to a fundraising, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. We really, you know, it helps people to donate and support us. We can't do this without the support of the community. So actually putting a face to the dollars that they're sending to us is great. And, you know, we're putting those funds towards granting more wishes like Zoe's. So thankfully to Walgreens, we have 3 more kids whose wishes will be granted this year.
And, of course, fundraising doesn't stop there for
no,
you, obviously.
Mm-mm,
what
no.
If people are interested, hear a story like this, maybe want to contribute or help out, what things do you have coming up that they could?
Our 24th annual Northeast Ohio Walk for Wishes is on Saturday, July 16th at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. So if anyone would like any information on becoming more involved with us, or if you know a child that you would like to refer, you can reach us at our website at oki.wish.org.
OKI, which is what, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana?
Yep,
OKI.
That's our chapter.
Say that one more time, OKI.
OKI.wish.org.
Okay. And when, and Chrissy, when Zoe found out mm-hmm. that this wish is going to be granted, what was some of her responses to this?
She stunned silence initially, and then the planning started. She got her laptop out. She immediately went to their website and started planning her trip.
Now, have you done any bathing suit shopping? Because apparently that's what most people wear when they're going through this. There's a lot of water there.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we bought her a new bathing suit for this summer, she actually bought it with Atlantis in mind. Like, as she's going through and she's picking suits, she was like, yeah, that one's nice, but I don't think I want to wear it to the Bahamas. I'm like, Zoe, we can get you another suit. She's like, no, this one has to be the one. She's like, because I have to break it in. She's like, it has to be comfortable. I said, okay. So, yeah, so she picked up. She's already done her bathing suit shopping.
Getting ready. Well, obviously very positive confidence you probably see in her that, you know, is one of the reasons, too, that this probably came true for her, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. She's you know, typical teenage girl. You know, she has, you know, she's, you know, going through middle school and sometimes, you know, hormones and puberty and life are hard. But for the most part, she is very confident. She knows that she's a very lucky young lady.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Chrissy was the mom of Zoe from Elyria, who's a heart transplant recipient. We heard the story and how now the folks at Make-A-Wish have granted her trip to Paradise Island Atlantis in the Bahamas. Any idea when that trip's taking place? Have you got a date yet for that?
We don't have dates, but I've been told that we're looking at October.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for sharing the story, Chrissy. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
It is 8:53. Again, Megan Cantrell from Make-A-Wish Foundation. Appreciate your time coming in
thanks
this morning,
for having
too.
Me.
It's a great story this morning. 8:53.